2. The Survival Game.
Breakfast is ready. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Alas, the day starts with some sad news. Mrs. Green was killed last night. It seems the murder was committed around midnight. What were you doing, Mr. Yellow?
Well, I was sleeping, of course. But before I went to bed, at around 11, I heard two people shouting. I think they were fighting. I believe it was in Mr. Red's room.
What do you say to that, Mr. Red?
Ha! Huh, that's a good one. I wasn't shouting or fighting. I was listening to a programme on the radio. It was a live broadcast of the Boxing World Championship. But at midnight, I was already asleep.
And you didn't hear anything?
No. I think I heard a door creaking at 11:20.
What about you, Miss Pink? Did you hear anything?
I was having a shower at 12 last night, so I didn't hear anything. But after that, when I opened my window, I always sleep with the window open, I saw someone walking along the gravel path. I think it was Mr. Brown. It was 12:15.
All right. Did you go out after midnight, Mr. Brown?
Yes, I did.
What for?
To have a walk. I always have a walk before going to sleep.
What did you do after that?
I went back to my room and had a quick wash.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Mr. Gray, did you hear anything around midnight?
I heard someone coughing in the corridor. It was exactly 11:55. I was just getting out of my bathroom.
What about you, Mr. White?
I can't be the murderer, because I was in the kitchen at midnight.
But what did you go to the kitchen for?
To have a glass of water. The tuna and cucumber sandwich was terribly salty.
I was in the kitchen too, Mr. White, but I didn't see you.
And what did you go to the kitchen for, Mr. Purple?
I was hungry. I needed a snack. But again, I didn't see you, Mr. White.
Well, I'm not sure about the time, but I did go to the kitchen to have a drink.
OK, then. What about you, Miss Blue? What were you doing at midnight?
I was reading a newspaper in bed.
Did you hear something?
Indeed I did. I heard a scream just after midnight.
What did you do then?
I jumped out of bed, ran out of my room, and knocked on Miss Pink's door.
What for?
To make sure she was okay.
Thank you, Miss Blue. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Night is about to fall, so it's time to vote, okay? 1, 2, 6 people have designated Mr. White, so he is out of the game. Please take off your mask, Mr. White, so that we can see who you are.
Oops.
Oh.
That's Hercule Poirot.
The famous Belgian detective.
We've eliminated an innocent person.
And all the killers are still amongst us.
Yes, indeed. And it's time to go back to your rooms. Sleep well and make sure you've locked your door, for you know the killers are going to strike again.